And now it is time for our first interview. But just to remind you again that this show was recorded using WhatsApp, so the quality may be different throughout the show and not be as great as if we were to be in studio. Now we have Monelisi Madlingozi, aka Nitro Hush, who is a PE-based rap artist that is currently also working as a sales executive. Monelisi has been writing lyrics and poetic letters since the age of 12. He began his music career after he dropped out of varsity in 2014, when him and a couple of friends opened up a sound recording label called Cold Spades. He performed all around Port Elizabeth and has made appearances in East London and Johannesburg. He has worked with local artists around PE such as Arno Steez, Wally Native, Colin X, Acematic, Sabs, and many more. Please do listen to this interview because we will be playing his song called Kasi Game by Nitro Hush. Let us start at the beginning. Where did your musical journey start?
Well, first I want to just say thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. It's really an honor. Let me take it back just a little bit. It's not going to be long. Well, my journey actually started in primary school when I got a lead role, don't laugh, for a musical called the Red Rooster Rap. I think I was in like grade 5 then. And after that little musical, I really thought I got the neck for this, you know. I started writing raps and poems about a year later after my mom passed, and that's really what all I used to write about, you know, just her basically. So I think that's where my journey started, you know, and my poems were actually even better at that time, and I was singing in the choir, so, you know, I really had a thing for music.
What is the hip-hop scene like in PE?
The hip-hop scene in Port Elizabeth is there, but I don't think it's so visible to other provinces, you know. A lot of talented males and females in the hip-hop industry, but I don't think we get enough exposure. Not enough hip-hop events. Most of the artists don't have managers, so they just do everything for themselves. And when that happens, it's basically every man for themselves, and it becomes more of a competition. I don't think artists in PE want to work with each other. They rather compete with each other. Even though the hip-hop game is a competitive industry, I think obviously if we were to work together more, it would become much easier.
Who and what are your musical influences?
Two artists that inspire me the most in this world, it has to be Meek Mill and Chris Brown, no doubt. If it's not the work ethic of Chris Brown, it's the motivational and inspiring words of Meek Mill. Those two are really my foundation, you know. I broke out listening to Chris Brown, you know, that first album with Yo and Say Goodbye, all that stuff, man. You know, I was one of those kids, and when I got to high school, trying to imitate the image of overseas artists, you know, trying to be cool. And then Meek Mill is just the realest rapper I've ever listened to. He's really inspirational for someone that comes from the streets and made himself a millionaire and been able to tell a story through his struggle is just so amazing.
Now I want to know from you, Nitro Hush, how has the COVID-19 pandemic affected your music?
COVID really hasn't affected my music, because ever since I started working, I would say my job has affected my music more than the pandemic. I work a 9-to-5, so from 6:45 to 5:15, and the only time I get to write obviously is after work. And yeah, after work I write till maybe like 12, 1 o'clock, 3 times a week, not every day. I try my best to do it every day. And then the only time I get to record any songs is on weekends. And obviously it's not going to be every weekend because sometimes I have some other things. The pandemic really during lockdown has helped me write a lot. So I've gotten through quite a few songs but obviously still haven't had time to record all of them. So I'm working on an EP, and it's coming along very well. And I'm working on another collab mixtape with my brother Honesties. Yeah, so there is parts of it that has been affected, but not as much as my work has affected my music.
Nitro Hush, where do you see your music career in the next 5 years to come?
Yeah, I see myself in Johannesburg making music daily. That's been my day job. Wake up, studio, sleep at the studio, eat music, dream music. Hopefully have my own label, working for myself. I know that sounds all easy and stuff, but I know it's much, much more difficult than that. Or signed to an international record label. I think I'm that good. And I think I could get better once the money starts rolling in. I always feel like artists get better when the money's in the pocket.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, thank you for having me on the show. Really do appreciate it. Shout out to all the kids out there. Shout out to all the youth that's pushing, doing their music and have big dreams. Just keep striving. Keep striving to succeed. Do your best and follow your dreams, you know. Don't ever give up. And COVID is real. Stay safe. Thank you very much. I'm out.